This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, so the stay-at-home order, Lance, from Lena Hidalgo is just a way to get money, government funds.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What
so
is that?
If you still have the stay-at-home order in place, then I guess the government sends you money.
Oh, cool.
Lena's just making us money. That's all she's doing.
That's all? A
little cash.
Okay.
A little cash for the peeps.
That's fine. I notice it's, yeah, it just seems weird. Like, what, are we supposed to, do we still have our freedoms?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to have to do, do I need to strap up and go attack a Costco or something? What am I supposed to do here? No?
So,
no? Well, masks? No, masks? Yes? No? AK? What are we doing here? Oh, I can just put a mask on and go to Costco? Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Well, but as long as we got, you know what? Let's keep the stay-at-home order for like 7 years and just keep, you know, collecting federal funds. That's what we do.
We're up to almost 40 million unemployed, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we're just going to keep throwing money at things like it's Floyd Mayweather at strippers.
Well,
I'm not sure we're just going to be throwing money in the air forever.
Well, I think we should. I don't care about the federal government as long as we're getting our cash. That's all. I got to get my bag here.
Look at Bernie Granato.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's
that's right.
No way. All right.
That
way, that's actually more Nick Saban. All right. Hey, we got a lot of problems here trying to get back. Okay. We got to get back and practice and tackle. I can't tackle with 6 foot orders.
That's true. No, you can't.
Nick right now is like, hey, we're not going to be able to work on tackling, all right? We're not going to be able to work on any of the things that we need to with a sled, all right? If there's 6 foot order in place, we got to get this thing. Right now, he's calling up the Alabama governor. Hey, Nick, what's going on? Hey, we need to get rid of this, all right? We're trying to work on tackling, okay? We can't have a coronavirus right now. We got to get rid of this thing. So do whatever you got to do, but lift all the restrictions because we got to get better at tackling. You know that's all that's on Nick's mind right now.
Well,
like, we just didn't tackle
funny.
Well.
It's funny you should say that because Lincoln Riley just last week or this week even came out and said how idiotic it is to come back now, to even think that we can come back and we can have bring the guys in. And now all of a sudden the NCAA said, well, and then the NCAA 2 days later says, guess what, Lincoln? Everybody's open up. Everybody can open up there. Now, what do you do if you're Lincoln Riley? Who is adamant against it. And look, yeah, you're right. Nick, oh, Ohio State, we're going back. We're having everybody back. And you know what? The 10 in the weight room, and we'll just – they've already got their schedule lined up of their guys, how they're all going to lift at 10 at a time. And it's going to be a 24-hour thing that you're going to – they're going to be in the weight room for 24 hours a day. What does Lincoln Riley do now? Oh, well, maybe we should go. I don't know. Maybe, well, yeah, we should ever. Okay, get your asses back here. Let's go. Everybody else is working. We're working now. You know that that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody else is working. Now, the Pac-12 is going to go, what the hell? Okay, LA, USC. What's USC going to do? And UCLA. They're going to go, we're in LA. You know what we're going to do? We're moving our facilities. We're leaving. We're going to Arizona. Okay, we're going to go to Northern Arizona and we're going to work out there or whatever the case may be, wherever they go. They're going to go. There is no way now while everybody working, all of these states that have all of this, the football coaches are all going to go, hey, everybody else is going, we're going.
But here is the reality is, though, John, is that different states and different cities have different things going on. I mean, you know, we have not been hit as hard as New York or California.
I've got the stats right here, Lance, as a matter of fact. Ours are going up. Our numbers are going up.
Yeah.
While New York is going down.
Yeah, because
New Jersey is going down.
Yeah, they've hit their peak.
Yeah, right.
Ours is we reopened a portion. So, yeah, ours are going to go up.
Well, actually, I think it's because we've tested a lot more lately.
That's part of it. Yeah, that's part of it. I don't. How many more are we testing now? Which we should have been doing this from the beginning.
You know what? More testing means more people have it. Oh well, then maybe the death rate isn't what we all thought it was.
Yeah.
Because a bunch of people have it and are asymptomatic.
Yeah. So we shouldn't make decisions on. Oh, I wonder if my popularity will be hurt. Just test. Let's just make decisions. Let's just test and find out, and then. If you're okay, you're okay. And if you need to be quarantined, you get quarantined earlier. So you knock it out earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you got to do things that are uncomfortable. But no, everything. No, what do I know? I'm just a guy who eats pies.
Yep. Would you say the Texans are like the Moneyball A's? They won and they scare someone accidentally, but you knew they weren't going to win anything. I think that's a pretty
good. Texans up just like the Moneyball A's, playing it smart financially. Winning with sounds exactly the same. Signed giving $4 million more than the highest paid tackle without even having to.
No. As far as their team goes, as you know, they won. They've gotten into the playoffs, but are they really a threat? No.
But I would come up with somebody other than the Moneyball A's, frugal team who was the smartest, who changed the landscaping of team building.
Yeah. The smartest and most economic. Yeah, no.
We are going to find a different way to win. The Texans are just like, that is the Floyd Mayweather money meme.
And it seems now that the A's can't pay rent for their stadium.
Yeah. You see that?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm waiting for Oakland to run up like, you know, you got my money?
Like De Niro? What? They're going to put a cord around? Really? Around Billy Bean's neck?
You tell the commissioner that, and all of a sudden they're going to have a telephone cord wrapped around their neck and their toupee is going to be falling off.
I don't think Billy Bean has a toupee, but okay. I'm pretty sure that's his hair. Don't forget who played him. Brad Pitt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a toupee. Mm-hmm. That's not a toupee.
Oh, by the way, we got to go get our hamburgers today from Michael, from Pete's Fine Meats, the blend. Nick, you need to go.
I do.
Oh, that would be good for tonight.
I'll do it after
Michael,
show.
If you're listening, shout out to, he said, attack Pete's Fine Meats. That's fine. Well, we didn't mean attack Costco like your butt. We meant attack like the federal buildings in Michigan or whatever. It was just a joke like that. But Michael said, bring it on. You can attack me all you want. I've got lots of pork here. Pork and beef. So we need to go get that triple blend burger today, boys.
Looking forward to that.
To cook that. Now, he's not going to cook it for you, Nick. You're going to have to cook. You have to hoard.
Well, he does make them there, too, though.
No. He makes burgers, but not the special triple blend where he's using brisket, short rib, and he sells those to restaurants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those are the special ones.
Oh, my God.
Ask him for it.
I'm there today, right after the show. Michael, I'm coming by.
You hear that, Michael?
Yeah, because I got peeps coming in this weekend. My daughter's coming, and in-laws are coming, so.
Dude, your oldest daughter, right?
Pardon me?
Your oldest daughter, not the one who's in constant quarantine.
No, the other one is in Florida, like I told you. She's already at Orange Beach.
So where did you get your numbers? I'm a numbers guy. Where did you get your numbers for your stuff? Not the Johns Hopkins model, or what are you looking at? For Texas going up and New York going down?
No, we got a tweet from right here.
That's where you got your coronavirus numbers?
Yeah, from the real D. Green. He sent it, and it says, okay, on May 17th, the number of cases in Texas is 1411. In Illinois, it's 2388, but it peaked in May, about May 10th. In Houston, or in Texas, it peaked about May 13th, and now has gone down, and then just shot back up yesterday. And, you know, in California, it peaked around May 3rd or 4th.
I'm telling you, was I tagged on this? Cases.
The peak in New York was back in April, late April. The peak in New Jersey was mid-April.
Yeah.
And it's gone down.
But those are heavily congested, You know, right. Chicago had theirs because, you know, when you got the L and the subway and all that stuff, man, those are super spreaders. We don't do that. We don't do it much here. I'm telling you, I don't get tweets anymore. The tweets don't come through to me. I don't know if they got filtered out somehow or what.
Well, yeah, it was sent to you too.
Yeah, it's not showing up.
What's going on? Maybe Twitter just hates you.
Good. I hate Twitter, so I don't care.
Do you? Holly says those tests aren't even accurate. I don't know. I don't know what's accurate and what's not.
I'm just telling you this. I'm going to have to, before I get tested, I need to have some symptoms because I ain't playing with that for fun.
So
you know what? Let me just go see if I have coronavirus. Let's go. I'm going to lay it down. You guys jam that up there.
No, I'm not going.
I'm not doing that.
No. I want to see what this catheter feels like. No.
Ooh.
No, I don't.
Catheters defeats coronavirus. Test.
Yeah, kicks its ass.
I had a catheter once when I had my acid reflux surgery. I can't. I just can't even. I see commercials on TV. If you need your catheter, and I'm thinking, what? This is a full-time thing for people? I'm just telling you now. I'll do something bad to myself before I'm catheter every day.
No.
I ain't living that life.
814 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 to get in here. I want to talk right now. Why you got to talk about that right before I'm going to talk about the Chastains? I mean, come on. Talking about catheters.
Well, you can just say Chastains is a lot better than catheters.
Oh, are you kidding? Well, we're talking about expeditions. We're talking about explorers. The Sport Explorer is fabulous, people. The Expedition, it's what I got. I got the Limited. It is perfect. And the first thing when I bought mine over there at Chastain Ford, and see, I did. I'm a client, and I love these guys. I do. And honestly, I don't know that I've ever had this. Is they just said, okay, where you got to be? That's the most important thing. We're going to get you there. And they said, you want a nice car, but you got to have the payments that are right for you. Absolutely, I got to have the payments that are right. And so that's what we did. And we worked it out, and they worked the numbers. Here, how's this? We got you there. And was like, thank you. Good night. I'm in. I got it. It's a done. And that's what they'll do with you as well. And they will make sure that you're not in over your head. And they'll start with, how about no payments for 6 months? How about 84 months of interest-free payments? How about nothing down? Okay, so that's getting you where you want right off the bat. What we need to do right now, what you need to do is if you got to get that new car or truck, what you need is Chastain Ford. It's just two exits from 59 on 610, Homestead, not Hempstead. It's 5 minutes from downtown, easy to get to. If you want to shop virtually, they'll do that as well. If you need to fix your car, they'll pick it up, they'll fix it, they'll sanitize it, they'll bring it back. They're doing it all at Chastain Ford. ChastainFord.com. It's Chastain Ford. Join the family.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Big news, the XFL could be back, people. All right, that's the biggest news to come out of the pandemic.
Really? Are you serious?
XFL could be back. Vince is buying it back. Pennies on the dollar. I had a boy, Vince. That's my guy. That's my man right there.
That'd be fantastic if that happened.
Bring it back by Roughnecks Football. Who will have more, bigger, larger attendance, Texans or Roughnecks next year? Roughnecks. I'm going Roughnecks.
Yeah. Are you sure your league's going to be in business?
Yeah. Yeah. That's my guys. Okay. Roughnecks. That's right, baby.
Vince and Oliver are just going to squash everything.
Yeah,
and
everything's squashed.
Everything's going to be smooth.
Oliver.
You know what? Oliver probably just goes, you know what? I'm going to take one for the team. If the league comes back, I'm going to be altruistic and I'm going to.
I don't think those two are going to be together.
Yeah. Anymore. Yeah.
But shout out to Vince. Vince, get at your boy. I'd love to be commissioner.
Yeah. You want to be commissioner of the league?
I'd take payments in advance, though.
You want to get paid?
Yeah. I need half now, half later.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Love that. For you season ticket holders, by the way, Vince, you're one of the first to get paid back, or you're just going to get tickets for next year, And you lost half the season. You get half price tickets next year. Bing, bing, bing. Everybody's a winner.
Man, my son's Little League. Like, well, they've been hanging on like they were going to keep coming back. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Give me my money back. They came back. Well, listen, looks like we're going to shut it down, but we had incurred a lot of costs with the field upkeep and all kinds of other different stuff. So,
tough.
So if you want your, we're going to give you, it's literally like 12% of our money back. Swear to God, on Jesus, on the Bible. 12% of our money back. I'm like, hold on. And if you wanted to just go to donations to whatever, or if you want a check, I'm like, I couldn't click the box for check fast enough. Give me whatever I'm getting back. Give it back. Expensive-ass league.
They're doing an amazing job articulating their explanation, too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It was, look, no, this is the blah, 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 and we've got this. I'm like, my son playing like three games. I'm getting how much? I'm getting 12% of my money back, but 88% of the – but we only play like 12% of the league. Well, we had a lot of costs with different, you know, things.
They cost, brother.
What costs? What costs?
Yeah. So it's costs.
Y'all had signage. Y'all had sponsorship signage. And then whenever I said, give me my money back. That's what I said. I want my $50 back in the check. I said, oh, okay, cool. Here's what you got to do. Let me just pull this up.
Hey, have you seen?
I'll pull this up. You know when people try to make it so hard that you can tell somebody's doing something on purpose? They make it so hard that you're like, right. Wait a minute. Are y'all doing this on purpose?
Like canceling a subscription or something? They have 18 extra steps.
That's Nick exactly. That's when you know it's like, oh, you want your money back? Not a problem. We would love to help you. Here's what you need to do. And then you're like, excuse me? Here's the player refund instructions.
Thank
this is super
Wells
easy. Listen, mail the completed form with a self-addressed stamped envelope. Number one, who has envelopes? Who has stamps? Immediately, this becomes difficult. Send it to the player refund request at this address. No checks will be mailed out without self-addressed stamped envelopes. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for processing. And I'm like, what? So immediately, they're hitting you with a month to a month and a half. They're hitting you with self-addressed stamped envelope, which is a sneaky little, you know, like, man, I got to go get an envelope and a stamp now.
You've got stamps.
And if you don't fill out your refund forms by May 31st, we're sending it to the donation pile. I'm like, man, I'm telling you, I will jump through these hoops just so you don't get the last of my money. It's a good baseball league, but I don't necessarily agree with the refund amount. I feel like that's not. I don't feel like that's accurate.
I feel like I want all my money back.
I feel like I want a much bigger chunk of than that.
Did you play any games?
We only like 3 games, 4 games.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah.
I figured you'd get like 50% back. I figured you'd get like half your money back.
Oh, I figured that we were. Oh, the YMCA was trying to jack us. They're like, well, so listen, we know we've been closed, but we're either going to donate your money. I mean, we can not charge you or donate your money to a food bank.
Speaking
I'm like,
which,
oh, the guilty food bank hit. I was like, no, don't donate my money. No, don't charge me. I'll make it real easy for you. Don't charge me. Okay? I'll take care of food bank when I take care of food bank. Don't be trying to run my things through whenever you're closed. All right? Ain't nobody automatically deducting from our advertisers. Are they, John? Are we hitting our advertisers that we had pre-pandemic? Are we just hitting them with EBT bank account debits? Not that I know of.
Not that I know of, but it's a real possibility.
I mean, it'd have been nice.
I don't know. Did you see this David Dewhurst story? David Dewhurst is the former lieutenant general.
Is it the one Art sent us?
Lieutenant governor. David Dewhurst.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's not interested in filing charges against his live-in girlfriend after she allegedly beat him to where he broke his ribs and had all kinds of, apparently, records show he had records show that she was reportedly upset with Dewhurst for not calling a business partner. Then 4 days later, records state she threw a pot at him and struck him in the elbow. She's accused.
Wait, for not calling a business partner.
She didn't call, he didn't call a business partner. I don't know what that means. Maybe she had something that she wanted him to. She had some. Listen, if she wants you to do something, you best do it, or you're going to get a pot right to the ribs. And he fractured his ribs. He wouldn't say how, but now she's been arrested and she's in jail. He is 74 years old. She's 40. Dude,
so much. There's so much I need to know about this story.
Yes.
There's a lot that I need to know about this story.
40.
74
and 74.
Mm-hmm.
And she can beat the snot out of him. That's for sure. Because she did.
I can tell you somebody who's not getting the snot beat out of them in their 70s. Larry Zerline.
No.
I'm not even thinking about making a run at him late.
No.
For any backdated beef. Let that all go.
No. If you got, hey, Dad, I got something I want to talk to you about when I was 12. No. No. You know, because Larry Zerline ain't having none of
nah,
that.
Nah, it's still off limits.
No. David Dukehurst is frail, though. And she.
How do you know he's
actually,
frail?
She is in the prison for beating the elderly, which is a. She's with charged with injury to an elderly, which is a felony.
Boy, her lawyer, that's got to hurt. That's got to hurt. Well, I mean, literally, but also metaphorically, you're considered the elderly and it's a felony, but she was your girl.
Yeah.
Like she got in trouble, but she was your girl. So it's even worse because they're saying like she was working at an old folks home is
right.
What she's being charged with.
How embarrassing is it for David Dukehurst? You know, not only do you get beat up by your girlfriend, but now the charges are a felony beating up the elderly.
You know why? Because he wants that elderly charge dropped.
He's not pressing any charges. He wants this to just go away. I hope she lives a happy life, he said. But, you know, one beat down and you're getting out of it?
My goodness.
I mean,
ribs, x-ray showed he had two fractured ribs. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Redness on the neck.
Now, I mean, when Wendy beats me up, I gave her another chance when she beat me up.
I mean, this is what you got to do, man. You're out of your lane with a 40-year-old in the first place.
Yeah, first of all, that's half your age.
Yeah, first of all, you need to catch that lane. Now I'm going to play this game. When you were 50 years old, what is he, 74? She was 16. Okay.
Yeah.
When you were 50, she was 16. I'm not trying to hate the player, but I'm just telling you, you're out of your lane right now. Letting you know.
Guess what? Yeah, way out of your lane. When she could beat the snot out of you, right?
Solis just said, Pawpaw thought he liked it rough.
He only thought that. He don't like it all that much.
Let's just keep it verbal. You can talk, you can say dirty things to me, but I don't want it to get physical.
When you're 74, you better call that business partner when she says to call that business partner.
Yeah, I mean, there comes a time where the dynamic shifts.
Yeah, okay. You used to be able to take her when you were 50 and she was 16. Yeah, you could beat her ass, but not anymore.
I don't feel comfortable with you saying that out loud either. You used to be able to...
Oh, yep.
Glad Dell's not here to
catch that. That little 16-year-old ain't getting away with that. Now?
That's
that 40-year-old's going to beat some ass.
By the way, did we resolve this, that big Highway 59 issue?
Yeah, it was a guy running across the highway.
Yeah, 10:40 a.m. Wednesday on Southwest Freeway. 10:40 a.m.
And at noon, when I got on there at noon, the body's still laying on the freeway, and there's a 2,000 cops out there. And they didn't make everybody exit, so they had to sit there behind them. I got off right away. I was like, I'm getting off. I got off at the West Park exit and just took the feeder until it passed it, and it was like, it was horrible. But there were people that were there maybe for hours.
Well, so he thought he was getting his car towed, and so he ran across and got hit. Like, yeah, you can't really run across a highway, even in the midst of stay-at-home orders.
Have you ever tried to run across a highway?
No.
No, I have.
Like a 59, like that type of highway?
What? Yeah.
How did you survive that?
Well, yeah, California, I was on the wrong side. I don't know what I was doing. I was covering something, and I was on the wrong side of the highway. I got dropped off, and I was just like, well, got to cross the highway here. And you just do it. You just, I mean, but I feel bad for the guy who hit him. He's just driving along. It says a gray Seville, and he's just driving along, and here comes a guy running across the highway, and he kills him. You're like, what the bleep? That's not where you're supposed to. That's not a crosswalk.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you're just.
I'm not trying to play Frogger. I'm not going across a major highway.
Yeah, I've had to do it before. You do, and you just, and you, it's not smart. I didn't think it was the smartest thing I'd ever done.
No.
You said you did in California?
I think it was, yeah, it was in California.
But there's a lot more traffic on the highway. Was there, or was it like. Yeah,
if it's at a stand, if it's at their standstill, it's probably super safe.
Right.
No, this was just, actually, you wait till there's nobody coming.
John, what's the five least safe things?
And you stand on the median, and you stand on the big giant median, that's, and you wait till there's no traffic, and you go to the other side.
What's the five least safe things you've ever done?
Well, I can't. Again, why do we do that? Let's not play that.
Nah, because you've got some good stuff that you haven't shared.
Yeah,
so
no.
You don't have to go into details. Just tell us the five least.
A lot of.
Just off the top of your head, what are the five least safe things you've done?
Oh, I can't. It would
involve, it's a pandemic. No one's listening. No one cares.
No.
Give us two.
There's statute of limitations.
Yes, exactly. There is, and it's broken.
Yeah. No, I mean, there might not be some on these. It's 8:31, 8:32.
You're not going to give us any of the things you've done?
You got to talk about Craig DeServe. He's safe.
So soft. The real John Granato would do that. Pandemic at the house sitting on a foo-foo couch won't do it. Real John Granato would have done it. So I got to say, shout out to when you guys use our advertisers, it means so much to us on a daily basis, and then now more than ever. And I just got to give a little shout out to my guy yesterday who reached out, who let me know yesterday on Twitter that he was headed to get a truck this week. Headed to get a truck this weekend, as a matter of fact, down at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. And he said, hey, I want to know if your advertisers, if Craig DeSerf is going to be there, because I want to make sure he knows that I'm coming in because of you guys, and I just want to support this show. And it means a lot. It really does mean a lot when you support our advertisers. It means so much to us. And Craig said, yes, absolutely, I will be there. Bring it on. And if you come out there and you are looking for a brand new truck, if you're looking for an SUV or a crossover vehicle, remember, they're not being made right now. They're just going to start their production back up soon. And so you're going to start seeing some of those numbers come down. The supply is going to be lower, demand higher. You could see prices rise. So before that happens, take advantage right now and get your pickup truck or your SUV, your crossover vehicle, your Buick Encore. They're all available online at LanceZCars.com, or just head down to Angleton, or even, you know, do your shopping online. They'll deliver the vehicles to you, make it super simple. Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Nick, 713-780-3776. It's 836.
John, I just realized something.
Oh, go ahead.
My payment for Little League was an online automated process that was very simple. There was a link, pay your money, bang, deduct, done. The refund process is straight out of 1986. Mm-hmm. Like, you will make, oh, pay? Oh, it'll take you about 3 minutes online. Not a problem. Can I get my money back? Well, we're going to need a self-addressed stamped envelope. It'll be 4 to 6 weeks. You have a COD. Remember, you used to be able to get CODs, cash on delivery. You could order something. You didn't have to pay for it until it got delivered. Dumbest thing ever. I ordered a bunch of Cesar Cedeno baseball cards when I was a kid. Let me get those COD. That meant... Hmm. They'll collect payment whenever it gets here. My parents are like, excuse me? What the? And there's just somebody waiting at your door, like a mailman. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm supposed to. Oh, you got my $12?
My parents are like, what is this? Oh, just pay that man. I got some new baseball cards and a couple of posters, basketball posters. Pay that man. That was the last time that happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, guess who's not calling dad when she breaks the hose out front anymore in the front of the house?
And you gotta be smart.
Guess what ain't happening no more.
Yeah, gotta be smart with it.
For those who didn't hear that story, Frankie, nice job. Hey, a California man is marrying his cat to raise money for animal shelter. He's holding a wedding ceremony to marry his cat. Scott Perry said he adopted his cat, Olivia, from Los Angeles Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. Does this mean, if they're married, that he can legally have relations with the cat?
Nope. Doesn't mean that.
Well,
I mean, you can give it a shot. If you can give it a shot if you want and take your chances, but I would tell you no.
If he doesn't have relations with the cat, can the cat get the marriage annulled?
That cat's just like, what are you?
Because the marriage was never consummated.
I am marrying my cat. The cat's like, God, I hate being in Los Angeles. This is the worst. Why couldn't I have been astray somewhere else? Like in Mississippi, where they just leave us alone. We're just run amok.
Why do I have to get married to this? I don't want to marry this guy.
Why am I married to this hippie?
So I've seen the story of the woman marrying a chandelier. You've seen that one?
Yeah. Just keep on going with your...
A tree?
That's fine. Keep on going with those stories and avoid the sex doll giving birth that I sent you and Nick.
I saw the sex doll giving birth. Somebody said it might not be his, doesn't look like him.
No, see, here's the thing, is if you go read the article, there's a whole article that I sent you. This guy, I have to just say this. Social media sleuths are demanding answers after stumbling upon the once fiery romance between Terry W. East and Stephanie East. The couple has caused mass panic across Facebook after Facebook users learned that Stephanie appears to have gone missing in 2018. This is probably a good point to mention that Stephanie is a sex doll. Stephanie East goes missing. It's hard to tell when or why the couple went viral. A Facebook post in 2018 from Stephanie appears to be one of the hearts at the heart of the viral attention. Stephanie uploaded 5 pictures of her and Terry celebrating her birthday. The caption read, "Well, Terry W. East was really sick last weekend for his birthday, so we didn't get to do anything. So I celebrated it today, and here are some pictures. And here's his present. I got him last week." It's a picture of this guy. Now, I think it's important that I set the stage. There's an Alabama Crimson Tide flag in the background. There's multiple hats that are hanging on nails in the background on his wall. And he takes a picture with a sex doll and shows the new drawer, drone. That's what Stephanie got him, a new drone. Stephanie, once again, sex doll. Then there is pictures of his mom, who was a midwife. I almost can't do this justice. There's a picture of Stephanie waiting. And once again, Stephanie is a doll. Stephanie is waiting right here it says mom awaiting delivery, and she was so calm. It's her. Right next to her is an American flag. Right next to her is balloons that are tied to her wrist. She's a sex doll sitting in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Next picture is her with a towel over her with her legs up and spread as she's waiting to give birth. You can already see the feet coming at the feet of a child doll underneath. Mm-hmm. It says mom getting set up for delivery. The next one is a picture of this dude's mom. Now, this is where I think that I want you to know something. Terry and his mom is there, midwife with the tools of her trade, prepare for birth. Not sure, but one of them may bleed out. Hope she is good. It's a knife. It's a pocket knife and some needle nose pliers. And she's got a hat on like a nurse would have, like a hair thing. Then they show the mom, you know, a.k.a. the midwife, reaching down and pulling this baby out of Stephanie, the sex doll. It says the baby begins his journey into this world, still praying it ain't over yet. He's getting close, almost out, looking good so far, but still praying. There's Terry is now taking pictures of his mom, who is probably in her 60s. Terry is maybe late 60s. Terry's in his late 40s, I would say. And they're pulling a baby out of a sex doll just like it's an enactment of... Nick, am I not...
You're not exaggerating
sure that
on
none
any
of this is exaggerated.
No.
They've set this whole thing up like it's a hospital. Yep, I did pass out and couldn't handle it. Still praying for the baby and mom. Terry is now on the ground with his Alabama Crimson Tide shirt on. His presumably the midwife, his mom, took the picture of him passed out after the baby was born. Yep, he's out and got umbilical cord already cut. That now was a little scary in Terry's... Spelling is not great on his social media post. I must say, was really worried about that. So luckily, the baby's umbilical cord did not wrap up or anything. Here's a picture of the sex doll with the with Stephanie with her baby, looking at the camera. She's covered by a towel. She's holding her baby, mm-hmm. which is really sweet.
One. Whose name is Hunter?
Hunter. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Happy new parents of baby boy. There's a picture of him. Snuggled up real close to Stephanie and Hunter, and he's got his pictures of his Atlanta Braves.
And you didn't mention.
Oh, go ahead.
He's got the clear surgical. He's got the clear surgical cap on.
Yeah, he's got the cap on because he wants to. That's a major procedure. Like you don't want to get someone
right.
Sick.
I'm surprised he didn't have.
So he's got his hairnet on.
The hairnet. Yeah, he's got the hairnet on.
Which is really a plastic bag. If you look closely, John, it's a plastic bag that's tied around his head. Now, here's the grandma now, and it says, grandma holding newly born Hunter. Grandma's got the biggest smile on her face, holding a baby doll that is wrapped in an actual blanket, and she's so excited. And it said, mom just had to get up and get back in her favorite chair to hold her new baby, and she was wore slap out, whatever that means. And now the sex doll is wearing really a pretty slinky outfit, I might say, and she's holding her baby. They had the correct papers had to be filled out, so the state of Georgia birth worksheet was created. Hunter Wayne East. He was born 11:30 a.m. Well, we got the whole address here. It's in Georgia. He's an Alabama fan in Georgia. I think you need to know that. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Lynn East was the mother. Her birthplace.
This is the best part. This is the best part.
I hadn't seen it. Her birthplace is Shinjuku, China. Her social security number is on here, but it just has four X's at the end. She was born, by the way, John, June 1st, 1990. But she was born in China, Shinjuku, China. Let's see. Stephanie Lynn Yoko is her Oh, so we have her mother's name prior to marriage. We have her. So Yoko was her. It's been decided that Yoko is her maiden name. Stephanie Lynn Yoko.
And she's got an address.
We got phone numbers. There's no way
she's got an. Wait a minute. She's in Chatsworth. The mom's in
Chatsworth Georgia. Yeah. We got a phone number and everything. Nick, can you call that phone number real quick?
Sure.
Just call it right now. Just see what happens. Mother's education level, 12. Mother's occupation, homemaker. So she did graduate high school. She's a homemaker right now. Her mother's race is Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So she is Chinese. And then there's celebrations. There's balloons on the door. And then it's unbelievable how many pictures. There's pictures of her dinner. Like, she's just a regular Instagram, you know. Hope you enjoy your dinner, babe. I forgive you, and I love you very much. What did she forgive him for in 2017?
Well, but here's the thing is she's disappeared now, though. And Hunter's disappeared.
Often her posts would have messages to Terry. For example, on July 22nd, 2017, Stephanie posted a picture of dinner with the caption, hope you enjoy your dinner, babe. I forgive you, and I love you very much. Are you calling right now? Turn it up.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed.
Don't worry. Terry's had 100 billion phone calls. There was no chance that was still open. Yeah, Terry's still around, and he's got a private, I guess Stephanie's Facebook is still open. Oh, my God. Oh, here's something new. While Terry was seen commenting on one of Stephanie's posts in the past 24 hours, there's still no confirmed explanation for any part of this relationship. Multiple people have claimed Terry is a veteran who developed mental issues. A woman claiming to be Terry's former stepdaughter. Oh, yeah. And see, you don't even know if that's even true. Please delete this. This man is my former stepfather. He raised me from the time I was a baby. It's not funny. He's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you.
It seems to me that anyone who is marrying and having a baby with a sex doll is dangerous. Yes. I think that's pretty obvious.
And has a mom who is taking part in this whole thing as well. This whole thing is... I mean, if they don't make a movie about this, they did have a movie called Lars and the Sex Doll or something like that. Lars and the Real Woman. I can't remember. It was one of Ryan Gosling's movie.
No. 847, 848 now. We got to take a break. ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Looks like the Cowboys have offered 5 years, $175, $35 a year, Lance, to Dak.
You guys are blessed, Cowboy fans. $35
a year is one shy of Russell Wilson. He doesn't deserve Russell Wilson money. He just doesn't. And you know, and I don't know if he's going to take it. Allegedly, he wants $45 million on the last year of his deal. Okay.
That just guarantees that he won't be the quarterback. Or they'll have to redo a deal.
Right. They'll have to redo
it.
So it
gives him a better chance of getting a new deal for longer.
Right. Well, but and we're looking at, I mean, right now, how can you give that contract out not knowing what the salary cap's going to be? I'm not doing a 5-year deal paying my quarterback $35 million right now when the cap could be $150
million.
It's franchise tag.
This cap hit that we're gonna see with the lowering of the salary cap due to the pandemic is going to. I mean, are players going to? How's it going to work? Are players going to take a percentage of? Okay, so if they are, let's say a quarterback is 17% of a salary cap or 20% of a salary cap, then they get right now with their money. Then their salary is going to be 20% of whatever the cap is next year, right? It gets altered. That's the only way you can do it and still manage a team. If you lose $30 million off your cap, it's impossible.
Well, the players ain't taking cuts.
But they have to, because players are going to lose their jobs with cap cuts, and you won't be able to employ them. Teams won't be able to have players.
Well, I don't know how you enforce when teams are at the cap right now. How do you enforce a $30 to $50 million pay cut next year for guys and field a 53-man roster? I mean, it's just I don't know. Which is why I'm not doing this if I'm the Cowboys. I'm just not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll play under the franchise tag this year, and if we got to get another quarterback next year, we got to get another quarterback next year. Dak wins, and that's fine and good, but there's more quarterbacks. We'll just have to live with it. Okay, we lost Dak. Oh well. And who picks him up and gives him $35 a year?
I don't know. I mean, we have to talk about whether or not. See, I don't know what's going to happen. The coronavirus is going to knock. Let's just say everything gets back to normal. Let's just say it got back to 100% normal after the 2020 season. So for one season, you're going to see a dip of what's expected to be, what is it, John, $30 million on the salary cap?
30 to 50. To 80 million.
That's an expansive number. So let's 30 to 40. 80, and then let's say it goes back to the way it was. So this year, everyone's going to get paid like their salary is, because they're working off of last year's number, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to be getting paychecks that say a certain number, even though the revenue is not coming in. That's going to be a hit for some owners because they're not getting the money in that they're paying out. Next year, it could be the opposite, where if fans are – so there'll be – fans are in the stands for 2021, but the salary cap numbers are going to be much, much lower. and they'll be tough for players to swallow, but that's the deal. You're always working, what, in arrears, I guess, 1 year. So yeah. That's what it's going to have to be. But it will be strange to see a salary cap, if it were to drop $50 million 1 year and go up $50 million the next.
Wow.
Man, if you're working off of the percentages instead of the number, then you can make it work more easily. If you're working off of the number, it's going to be a lot harder to you can't shave $50 million off your team, John. It's not possible without putting people out of work.
So the league is reportedly going to lose $5.5 billion if games are played in empty stadiums. I don't think games and this is why I think the first – forget the preseason. The schedule came out yesterday. That's not happening. The first four games are going to be pushed. There's not going to be a – you're going to play your week two team in your bye week. There's no bye. You're going to push the other three games to the final month. The Super Bowl is going to be pushed to February 27th because they're going to hold off as long as they can. It takes till October 8th to start the season, then it's going to take till October 8th because we're doing it with fans in the stands. And every month, you're talking about 2 months that you're gaining there if you don't have preseason games and you don't have – what's the sense of having a preseason game? The owners make a ton during the preseason because they don't have to pay the players and they get all the fan revenue. But if there's no fans there, what's the sense? And there's no network television deal. It's all local deals for each team. So what's there's no gain there. So what's the sense of having games, just practice for a month and get on out there and let's start playing a season, because you can do that starting September, but they're going to wait until they can get at least 50% into the stands, and by October I could certainly see a scenario where it's 50% capacity, mm-hmm. or maybe even more.
Yeah, we just don't know right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just in the blind. That's why they ask. I was reading an article about, do we think the heat is going to wipe out elements of the coronavirus outside that could help it spread more easily? And this doctor from Baylor's like, we just don't have answers yet where we can answer definitively on anything. We don't know. We're going to find out. Although they did say swimming pools, they're recommending masks around the pools, but once you're in the water, the water is not going to transmit it if it's clean properly. And of course, it's the same thing. Avoid big gatherings. Stay 6 feet away. I do a good job of staying 6 feet away. Sometimes I wear a mask. Sometimes if I'm around, friends that I'm really close with and I know what they do on a daily basis, like Chris Solis, we keep our distance. When we've gone and had, had our little burgers where we sit in our cars and eat. But, just use your common sense. Be smart. I don't plan on getting this. I am nervous about getting it. I've got asthma. I've got a son who's not in great shape from a lung standpoint. I don't take unnecessary chances, but I also use common sense. I mean, I also have gotten better about not being terrified that I'm on the verge of death every day. But I don't do stupid stuff either. I mean, I eat whole pies. But that's different than, I'm not going to get that's a coronavirus stupid. From eating an entire pie, just like a heart disease or whatever, but that's different.
No, that's stupid. Okay? Yeah. You do stupid stuff. Eat whole pies.
But not if you take the cream off the top. It's healthier. By the way. Well, not at one sitting. But they do have, you ever been to a house of pies where they have those mini pies?
No. I'm not a sweets guy.
You said you're an ice cream guy just 3 weeks ago.
Ice cream is different.
What? Do I need to roll down the ingredients and show you where sugar pops up?
You should try pie and ice cream, Granado. That's what you should try.
Maybe you'd like pie better.
Listen, a pecan pie with vanilla ice cream, hot pecan pie with vanilla ice cream on top is
but didn't one you say that's your new thing where you got to have
I
pecans?
I do that at Thanksgiving, and that's it.
But didn't you say that's your new thing with ice cream? You got to have pecans on it?
Yeah, you got to have pecans on it.
Are you still an ice cream guy right now?
pecans got. No, I've given once Lent stopped. I because I can't drink beer and eat sweets. So
now are you on? Are you back on beer?
Yeah. I'm not on beer. I'm on Coors Light. The coldest, cleanest, refreshing beer in the world.
No, it's an. I'm sorry. I'm talking about TGS Insurance right now. It's not your beer commercial. This is my homeowner's insurance commercial.
Oh, okay.
TGS Insurance. This is not even a commercial. It's a public service announcement. I'm just trying to save you guys money. But listen, if you want to take about $900, throw it on the ground and set it on fire, knock yourself out and keep on with your same homeowner's insurance. If you want a chance to save on average $900 and into the thousands, why don't you text money to 232323? What's hard about that? Text money to 232323. If you've done it in the past, like in the last year or 2 years, do it again. Find out what the homeowner's rate is going to be. Maybe they couldn't help you at that time, but they can right now. Because they have A-rated insurance companies, and they shop a variety of A-rated insurance companies to find you the best rates possible without sacrificing coverage. You need great coverage for your home, but you don't have to pay exorbitant prices. And if you're worried about losing your, I was initially about losing my bundle, my quote unquote bundle, don't worry about it. They'll shop for your car insurance as well, and they can end up saving you a lot of money. Don't cut your services. Just cut the amount that you're spending for them with your homeowner's insurance and even car insurance. With TGS Insurance, text money to 232323.